subject, Tubby Raymond.
Tubby, I'd like to talk a little about Dallas Green. What kind of a pitcher was he when you had him at Delaware?
Well, I think it's so often the case. Dallas had a great arm, and when he learned how to pitch, he didn't quite have that arm. And yet he stayed there for quite a while. He had a great fastball, a great live arm, and an exceptional curveball for a young fellow in college. And I recall a day that Robin Roberts saw him pitch, saw him warm up on the sideline, and Robin said, "This guy can do it. He can win anywhere if he has."
What year was he in at that time?
That was the end of his junior year, or he was going into his senior year at Delaware, and he signed 1 year early. And at that time, this was the summer of 1955, spring of 1955. I guess in the summer, he finished the spring. And Robin said at the time, "This guy can win. If the only question is if he'll throw like that in the ball game." Dallas as a boy had a great natural arm here. Unfortunately, he hurt his arm a little bit in Buffalo, and then by this time he knows how to throw, and he got along with less ammunition at the end, right when he was in the big leagues, than he had early.
Did he show any characteristics of proving to be the leader that he was in guiding the Phillies to the World Series championship? I'm going back to his college days now. The reason I ask that, I did a story for the Compass, which you don't see, quoting Lou Romanelli, who was his roommate and teammate at Delaware. I think Lou played four straight years for us.
Right.
And he was shocked, you know, when he found out about Dallas being a higher guy with the Phillies, kicking in lockers, kicking up dust. Because we still go double dating with Dallas, and he had to make all arrangements, get the girls to all talk and make all plans, and if Dallas said yep and nope, that was it.
Well, I recognized Dallas as a leader early. He was a fine competitor, great basketball player, and an exceptional athlete, and I could see that if Dallas had an opportunity to do the sort of thing that he did, that he would be a leader. He's always been interested in style and technique and teaching techniques. We've talked about those things for a long time. And it doesn't surprise me at all that Dallas has been as effective as he has been this last year.
You had many great players and many great pitchers at Dallas when you were head baseball coach there. Who did you rank up there in the top three pitchers you ever had at Delaware?
Well, of course, I would have to say John Shue was one of them, and Steve Sumner, both of which had the cup of coffee in the big leagues. I guess Steve was in AAA, and you know about John Shue. And then, of course, certainly Dallas was probably ahead of both of those people, even though I wasn't the head baseball coach at that time that he pitched that last year.
Did you see many Phillies games the past season?
Well, I'm so busy, and I'm not sound silly, but I see him three or four times a year, and always taking the Philly fanatic, and I'd like to see more. I'd like to see them all, because as you know, I love baseball.
Is the fanatic here tonight?
Not that I know of. Not that I know. You know, he's in Syracuse, of all places.
How do things look for 1981 football season?
Well,
right now, on this January date.
Well, we have a quarterback coming back, an experienced quarterback now, and Rick Scully coming back, which we didn't have last year. We have to replace a stable of running backs, having lost Eddie Wood, Gino Oliveri, and Hugh Doherty. We have to replace Jay Hooks as a wideout, some skilled people. But at the same time, that core, the quarterback is there, and we can start with that. We have a fine offensive line coming back. Jay Steimer comes back as a tight end. All-America Gary Kuhlman comes back at one tackle. We have a number of other experienced people in the line. And defensively, we have a core of a fine defensive secondary, Billy Maley and George Schmidt coming back, along with Lou Rita and some other people. We have the front four with the two defensive tackles out back, and Eddie Braceland and Joe Valentino. Paul Brown comes back as a defensive end. We have to replace a couple of linebackers. We think we're going to have a good defense.
What's the status with Dutch Hoffman? Is he through? Is his career finished?
The doctors have advised Dutch that he never play again because he has fusion in his cervical spine, so there's a stiffness there, and I'm sure that Dutch will heed their advice. He shouldn't play anymore. He's had a fine experience in football, and really that's all that's important. I hope to have him out there to help us coach.
Thank you very much, Governor. Okay.